So I just want to talk about Tinder, and this actually ties into one of the social habits that I mentioned before in my previous podcast relating to the 7 habits of highly happy people. So Tinder is actually, I think, a great social platform to connect with people and, the opposite sex in a sense. And for dating, I am that socially awkward guy that struggles to date people. So I'm a long-term kind of guy though. Like, I don't date just for hookups. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not a sleazy individual. I'm very authentic, and I'm a super nice guy. At least that's what people tell me. And I try to be, and I respect women as well. And I just have a very difficult time talking with strangers and people I don't know, especially women, because I find them to be very attractive and intimidating. And so I needed something where I could really start dating and start looking for that special someone. And I'm happy to say that I did find somebody special for myself, and I'm really happy with my girlfriend right now. But I want to share with you the process of going through it, because I know that a lot of you out there, you may be struggling with dating and relationships. And when I went through the process, I actually found it wasn't that bad. And we make it a lot worse than it really has to be. So looking back, I do find that dating can be easier and more fun than how we make it. And of course, I want you to be happy, so I want you to find that special somebody that makes you happy every single day. So with Tinder, there's a few little tips that I can give you based on what I've learned and what helped for me in just getting dates, getting out there, and meeting women. Because that's what you need to do. You need to open the floodgates and meet women and not slow down. And then I'll get into, vice versa with the men as well. Of course, women, you have to be a little bit more careful, because men, they're a little bit more, you just have to be careful if you're a woman. I totally get that end of it. But here's what you have to do, and this works for everyone, is your social profile. It's time to not fuck around with your social profile. Get a fantastic photo on there. Put your best foot forward. Brag about how beautiful you look. Put your best selfie on there. Make sure it's a good quality photo of yourself in your social profile there for Tinder. Because it's really, really important that you don't look like a sleaze bag. I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in dating a sleazy person. If you're gonna show your cleavage, I'm probably not going to swipe right. I'm not interested in that. You might get a few people, but those are shallow people. You want a real relationship? Put your best foot forward. Put a nice, proper photo of you on there. Of just you. Let's not go overboard. Let's not make it too slutty or sleazy or whatever. Don't have some shirtless photo on there either, because that's really not very cool. 'Cause that means you're a narcissist. You're obsessed with yourself. And people don't like that. It comes off as just really egotistical. I'm not interested in that. Give me a good photo of you. Give me a good photo with your friends, okay? As your second photo. That's really important for me, knowing that, socially you're good. Of course, for instance, for me, if I'm trying to find a girl and then you have a photo with a bunch of guys, it's kind of a red flag for me, because I'm like, oh, what's her deal? I don't really understand what her deal is. It's just kind of confusing. Doesn't she have any friends that are girls? It's just really bizarre. And it makes me worry that this is no different. If I was surrounded by a bunch of girls, you'd be like, whoa. I don't know what his deal is. Just should have a mix of friends, girls and guys. And yeah, it shouldn't be like you're clinging on to a guy, because then it means that maybe you're like very floozy. And like that's really a turnoff as well. Like I want you to appear like somebody that I is like a potential mate, not somebody that's gonna go and fuck a bunch of people behind my back or cheat on me. Like I don't want that. I don't feel good inside knowing that that's potentially a thing. And you know what? Girls, you're thinking the same thing. Like, no question. You're like, you're checking this person out. You want him to be legit. Actually, my girlfriend was saying that she checked me out before she dated me, though. So she not only just looked at my social profile photos, but she looked at my LinkedIn. She looked at my Facebook. She looked at everything. She checked me out. She wanted to know who I was. And rightfully so. Like, if you're a girl and you're about to date a guy and you don't know who this person is, don't just depend on Tinder to find out the background check. Like, you're gonna have to do some research. And you should. So guys, girls, make sure all your social profiles are appropriate, because they're gonna check you out. No question. Don't go closing your accounts down, though, because they'll find you somehow. If you just don't exist on the internet, then that's even more of a red flag. It means, who is this creep? No thanks. So, like, put yourself out there, be totally authentic, and put a good social profile on there. Your actual bio right below the photo, it should be really a good quality bio. Like, don't mess around. It's something authentic that's related to you. We're talking like something funny could be helpful. Something that would be like, huh, that's really interesting. Oh, interested in that. Yeah. Actually, talk about your interests in the bio because somebody's going to relate to that. Don't try to be somebody you're not. I can't emphasize this enough. Like, you have to be who you are, and that's going to be more attractive. It might turn off a few people that you like sushi, but hey. If you like sushi, put it down. Like, that way you're not messing around with people, okay? And then, you'll have better conversations later on. Don't be putting fake stuff on there. Like, oh, I love lifting 300 pounds. I don't care. Is it true? Yes or no? And even if it is, I'm more interested in, what you like to do for fun. Like, let's not brag about your cool little accomplishments right now. That's not really the important thing. You want to be more like, what do you like doing? Just be a really down-to-earth kind of person in your profile, because that's gonna get you where you want to be. Of course, if you're not down to earth, you're super energetic, maybe have that conveyed in your profile. All I can say is be who you are in the profile bio and what you're writing. You've only got so many words to write, so make sure you make it count. And yeah. Then you've got yourself a successful front page, you could say, when people land on you. And yeah. Now, in terms of the process of getting dates, guys, you want to be swiping right on every single photo. If you've got the free plan, swipe right. Don't get caught up in the superficial surface of things, like looking at the girl and looking at what she looks like. Who cares what she looks like? Chances are, it doesn't matter what the photo is, she won't look like that when you meet her. So instead of being judgmental about the photo, just swipe right, try to get as many matches as possible. And the reason why I suggest this is because you want to get dates. You want to get comfortable dating people. It doesn't matter how they look. You want to get comfortable talking to women, especially if you don't like dating. You just want to get as many dates as possible. And even if you swipe right and it's a match and you're like having a conversation and it's not going well, you can always unmatch. So there's no harm in swiping right on every single photo. I think it's a great trick because if you think too hard, you might swipe left, and that could have been a girl that you would have liked after meeting her. So never ever say no. These are all women that are looking to date. Why would you ever say no? Like, for a guy, you should never ever say no. For a woman, I think you have to be a little bit more careful, because the guys, they're all swiping right. They just, whatever. For a woman, you wanna vet some of the situations, especially if they're creepy. You don't want to spend any time on them. With that being said, you're also dating too. You're trying to find somebody. So, I mean, if you're comfortable with it, you should be swiping right for every single photo as well. Like, why limit yourself? Why limit the amount of opportunities? Like, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard, is to, like, just, like, judge people based on the looks. Even though Tinder is built on that, Tinder's, in a nutshell, it's a dating app, okay? Everyone's trying to find somebody. So, swipe right if you can. I really encourage you to do that. Because what you'll find is that the more you swipe right, the more opportunities you'll get, the more dates you'll have, and the more chances you'll have at finding that special someone. If you get really particular, you're already slowing down your process, you're getting too analytical, you're getting too shallow, well then, good luck. Like, you're not going to get very many dates that way. So if girls, you're looking to get more dates, you're trying to get out there a little bit more, stop being so fucking shallow and swipe right. Like, learn it. Learn the right. Because we're not vetting anyone yet. We're just trying to have as many conversations as possible. We're trying to socialize. Get comfortable socializing. Find out if they're normal or not through the text conversation. And that brings us to the text conversation. So you've matched with somebody, you want to have a conversation. Guys, you got to be really, like, you got to catch them within the first message. Otherwise, the girl's going to ghost you. And they should, if something really creepy is said, because that means you're a creep. And I don't think being a creep is really the way to go. So you want to be funny. I found that that worked. If I was funny, then I'd some, you know, girls like it if you're funny and that you're down to earth and that you're funny. So try not to be too creepy. My first text always involves some type of interest that the girl wrote in their bio. It shows that I've actually read their bio and that I'm not just a guy looking to hook up. I'm showing that I'm interested in having a conversation. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, these things might not work, but I have to say, if you point out their interests, it will at least get the conversation going. You can point it out and try to add a cute spin. Maybe they've got a kangaroo in the background of their photo. Comment on it. Hey, kangaroo there, eh? Do you like hopping around with kangaroos? I don't know, like, you know, where'd you go? You know, try to just keep it funny, keep it lighthearted. Don't think too hard about it, though. Like, let's not get overboard here. Like, it's a simple, short and sweet message, okay? If it's a long paragraph, that's a red flag. I'm like, wow, long paragraph, crazy. Like, what's it's the first message. You're just trying to open up the dialogue. Girls, same thing. Keep it short and sweet. Because you're trying to vet them as well. And start the dialogue that way. Build it up. See what kind of synergy there is. Guys, after 5 texts, you should somehow try to close with like a coffee chat. Now, I know it might sound like this is moving a little bit too quickly. But you just want to get a coffee chat. You want to get them to the cafe. And you want to sit down with them and have a real chat. That's how you're going to know if there's a right fit. Because you say too much while you're texting, by the time you meet on that first date, you'll have nothing to talk about. There's no fun with that. I mean, let's be real here. You want to have a real conversation with them. So, you know, after 5 texts, seal the deal. Ask them, hey, let's go for coffee. Where's the nearest place we can go? Like, let's set something up. Get to it, man. Because the more you delay, the longer she'll get bored, she'll move on. It's like, oh man, why are we still texting? Like, the conversation dies pretty quick, especially if you're new to texting with this girl. Like, she'll get tired pretty quick. So you want to move on. You want to move, keep her on her toes. Get to that coffee. So that's all I can say right there. And then the girls, they're doing exactly what they're doing. They're continually, seeing if this is somebody that they want to date, but it's really tough to tell just by text. So get to that date really quick. And that's really important because you don't want things to go stale already. You haven't even had a date yet. So I've had a lot of bad things happen to me in the process of like trying to get a date. Like I've had people sleep in and just forgot that, oh, hey, look. Yeah, I slept in and forgot the date. So I was like waiting for an hour, I remember. I remember driving an hour just to get to my date and then waiting another hour at the place because the girl just ghosted me. She said she was going to be there and she wasn't. So it kind of bothered me, but I didn't let it like hold me back. I learned from my mistakes. One thing I would recommend is trying to get their phone number. Girls are hesitant to give their cell numbers without meeting you, but if you can get their phone number, then at least you can reach out to them, give them a call. Hey, I just arrived at the dating location. Because what sucks is if you're there and then it's like they didn't show up. It's just like not comfortable. And it hurts. It hurts like a bitch knowing that you got rejected. But you get used to it, right? If you can just get rejected as many times as you can, then you'll be rocking it. It's like, ah, no big deal. I got rejected today. Yeah, if you can get their cell number, that's always handy, but don't push it, don't force it. Like I get the creepiness and everything. As a guy, you're trying to build trust at the end of the day. You're trying to build trust and come off as the non-creepy guy. You don't want to come off as a serial killer. That's like the thing that you don't want to do. Oh, hey, I'm a serial killer. Yeah, that's really attractive. No thanks. And unfortunately, that's what the girls think of you as right off the get-go. Okay, you're a serial killer. Convince me that you aren't. And I know, as weird as that sounds, that's just how the mindset is. And guys, deal with it. Build the trust and don't fuck it up. Like, we have a bad rap because there's a lot of creepy people out there. And, there's a lot of nice guys out there. And unfortunately, they never get the recognition they deserve because they have to fight through all the bullshit and they get discouraged. They get discouraged quite easily because rejection is not fun. So get the cell number, get into the date. Girls, hopefully you show up. Don't be like that girl that doesn't show up. Oh, you don't want to be that person. Be classy. Like, I love a classy girl, a girl that really shows some respect. I think that's super important. No different from a guy too. A guy should be respectful. Absolutely. Guy has to be respectful 100%. Now the whole experience for dating, right? I believe that you gotta hold the door open for the girl. You need to treat her like a princess. I don't really, that's like first and foremost, absolutely critical. Don't mess around. Like, don't be all cocky about things. Don't close the door on her. Unless you've built the rapport to the point where you can get away with that. But if you're just meeting her, I doubt that. I doubt you can get away with screwing around like that. Like, be very kind. Be the kind of guy that she would want to marry. Okay? It might be a little too soon, but be so unbelievably kind that she's like, wow. Okay? You can let your true self show as you build the comfort. But for now, the little subtle things like opening the door to the coffee shop and ordering her and taking care of the bill for the coffee, and then letting her know that she can have a seat and that you'll bring the coffee to her. Just do those little things. Like, be super, super kind and thoughtful. Girls will eat that shit up. Now, ideally, you're just genuinely kind and thoughtful, and then things should be relatively easy in the date. Either you have a connection or you don't, and if you don't, move on. Like, don't waste too much time on it. But, you know, have a conversation. Think about a few things. Think about the interests that you connected on in the bio in the Tinder profile. And then, yeah, just have a conversation about that. There might be some awkward pauses. Luckily, with my girlfriend, we didn't actually have like too many awkward pauses in our first date, but we kept it pretty casual. And there's gonna be some nerves. Like, own it. Hey, yeah. Like, you're gonna be a little bit nervous. Sometimes it's okay to even say, yeah, I'm a bit nervous. This is like, you know, I've only been on a few dates. It's not something I'm used to. I think girls will find that adorable. You're letting your guard down. You're coming off as a little bit vulnerable. And vulnerability is actually quite powerful. I think that being vulnerable is totally okay. 'Cause there's a time when you can kind of be the protector. The guy needs to be the protector for the girl. But, you know, that can come in later dates. You don't really have to worry about that right off the get-go. You know, break it down and be super genuine and authentic. I think girls will like that you're, you know, somebody who's being a bit vulnerable. So once you've done that, you know, you've come off as a really nice guy to talk to. You know, I think that's great. I wouldn't go much longer than an hour. Like, your date shouldn't be longer than an hour. Keep it short and sweet. End it off there. And ideally, you're scheduling another date. Now, if it didn't work out, cancel. Say, hey, yeah, we'll keep in touch. And then, you know, later on say, yeah, I don't think it really worked out, but best of luck. And I think you'll find someone really special. You know, text it if it doesn't feel comfortable saying it verbally. Like, you don't have to sever the tie right there in the date, especially if you're nervous about that. Like, you can delay it. That's what texting is for. Or you can go back on Tinder and let her know, hey, it didn't work out. It's okay. Move on to the next date. Like, don't worry too much about rejection or it not working out. Like, you're a super nice person, you'll find somebody else, okay? Like, don't dwell on it. We tend to dwell on our, like, failures. And ideally, you're gonna learn from it. Like, what I would do is, after every date, I would analyze what I did wrong, and maybe I didn't do anything wrong. In that case, you know what? The connection wasn't there, and I did everything right. I ended it off. I didn't waste my time with a shitty relationship, because that would be worse going down that road. So, you know, that's important that you figure it out, and then you move on to the next person. But in a nutshell, that's really, you know, how you're getting to the date and how you're going through that first date. What else can I really say about Tinder? I think it's a platform. It's a tool to get you going, to get you dating. It really helped me because there's no way I could find a girl in a grocery store and ask her out. Like, it's just too anxious to be able to figure that out, to do that. And you know, I'm just really one of those shy people, so it would have taken a lot of strength on my part and a lot of learning to get to that point. And I figure I could learn Tinder and learn how to figure that out a little bit easier. But that's the first date for Tinder, and hopefully that helps you get there. And yeah, just try not to worry about the rejection. I think we get caught up in that. So yeah, hopefully that helps.